to the Hi Neighbor podcast, brought to you by the Multimedia Studio at Passivit Retirement Community Abundant Life Center. And now your host, Pastor Victor Redfoot.
Hello, glad to have you with us this morning. It's just a wonderful experience to be able to share with you as a neighbor some of the people that are very interesting around us. And my co-host is Dolores Fruth, and she is going to be with me each week, and we will together interview individuals in the community.
Well, today we're going to have a little switcheroo and interview our host, the Reverend Victor Redfoot. Most of you on the campus know him because he has been giving devotions every Sunday for 200 or 300 times. And we know him from his picture that is also displayed on the closed circuit campus TV. So we'll go ahead and see what makes Victor tick. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and that'll help us.
Well, I was born in 1929 in a small community in Ohio, and I'm the oldest of 11 children in our family, and I am a minister, a retired minister of the United Methodist Church. I have served actively as a minister for 54 years, but I guess even at that, I have at present and still going on with ministry, and so it's been a long time. I really enjoy talking to people.
Well, that's evident with all the activities that you're involved in. Now, in your early life, who would you say had been your hero or your mentor to help you to get to be where you are today?
I think I probably would point my finger at my mother. Mother kind of ruled the roost around our place, and of course, with 11 children, she had to keep everything under check. But at the same time, she was a spiritual leader for me. She saw that all of us children got to Sunday school and church every Sunday that was possible. And she taught us many things almost on a daily basis. And more so than even my father. My dad worked away from home at the steel mill in Sharon. During the Depression years, it was hard times for everyone, and I remember that my father was caretaker of a cemetery during those years, and I helped him many, many times mow grass, dig graves, the various things around the cemetery. But my mother was really my guide and my hero along the way.
Well, that's very, very nice. What brought you to Passivit?
That's a good question because, well, I lived in Baldwin, in Pittsburgh at the time, in 2005, my wife had had a stroke 5 years earlier, and in August of 2005, she passed away. And I just found that living alone, and because we had been married 54 years, and trying to do everything myself was just more than I could handle. So I talked to my oldest son, and he works for AARP in Washington, D.C. His work there involved working with elderly people's housing. And so he knew about all these kind of homes around Western Pennsylvania. And one day he came up from Washington, and we went around and visited all of them in the Pittsburgh area. And I was most impressed with Pacifit. In fact, after I came here, we didn't look at any others. I was sold that Pacifit is where I wanted to live.
Well, I think we skipped around a little bit. You've talked about one son. Do you have more than one son? What, tell us about your family.
Okay, I have four children, two girls and two boys. They're, of course, I shouldn't say that. They're men and women now, but they're pretty well grown up. But in fact, my oldest son has just recently retired from AARP, and I have a daughter who is a nurse in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I have a younger son who lives in Pittsburgh and works for U.S. Steel. He's a computer expert. And then I have a younger daughter who's an executive secretary in Atlanta, Georgia. So they're spread all over the country, really.
Well, it sounds like you have a very successful and happy family.
Oh, my, yes, sir. Yep. They're all doing well, and I couldn't be prouder of them.
All right. In your lifetime, what changes have you seen that influenced how you live?
Oh, boy. There's so many. One thing, I find that I have a great opportunity to continue ministry here on campus. And that, to me, was important. I was converted to the Christian faith as a little child. And when I became a freshman in college, I was invited to go with a group of college students on a retreat in New York. And boy, I was planning on being an engineer, or training to be an engineer. And after I came back from that retreat, I knew that God was calling me to the ministry. And I changed the course of study and have been on that course ever since. And actually, never once have I ever felt that I made a mistake. God called me, and that was it. It's been that way ever since.
We all should listen to that call of God.
Yes.
Now, you've talked about how serious you are in your life. What do you do for fun?
For fun? boy. I enjoy playing games, for one thing. And Scrabble is a game that I play a little bit. Well, not a little bit. We play quite often. I love to watch the Pirates and the Steelers on television. I enjoy going to religious services at our church or on the campus, whatever opportunity I have. It just seems like all kinds of opportunities are provided so that I can be very much involved that way.
Well, do you belong to any special organizations?
Only related to the church. I don't belong to any club or anything like that. But I do enjoy fellowshipping with people. I've always been known to be quite a talker.
So, so that's right.
I, I do get a chance to talk once in a while before groups, and it's just enjoyable.
Do you have any worries?
Pardon?
Do you have any worries or problems?
Well, health problems mainly, because I'm getting to an age where my health is catching up with me. Recently, I fell. I was working in the balcony on my apartment, working on some house plants. I love to grow plants, and a rainstorm came up, so I had to come in off of the balcony until the rainstorm was over. And I looked out, and here the wind was so strong it blew several of my plants over. And so as soon as I could, I went out to pick them up. And when I bent over forward, I just kept right on going and ended up on the floor. I was dizzy. And as a result, I have a couple black eyes right now, but it doesn't hurt. It just doesn't look too well.
I know that you have quite a garden. I think that it's like a penthouse garden because it's up on your balcony.
Yes.
You're great at gardening. What other hobbies do you have?
I like to read. And at this point, I'm having quite a difficult time because I have macular degeneration in both eyes. One eye has been officially declared blind. My right eye, and my left eye is fast approaching the same outcome. I've been told by expert eye doctors that I eventually will go blind. But recently, my son and I looked at a machine that they have here in the new building in the library. And you can place papers or books or whatever you want to read in this machine, and it will enlarge the print in it so that I can read again. I can, for a long time, I couldn't even read my mail or the newspaper or a book or anything. And now I got one of those machines in my house, and boy, what a pleasure, what a blessing it is. I can see once again. And that to me is just a blessing from God. He really knew I needed something, and he made it possible that I found out about this. And well, if I could back up or just make one statement. Because of my eyesight, I just recently, in fact, right after Easter, I gave up driving, and I sold my car, and I had a pretty nice car, and so I got a pretty good price for it. And I thought to myself, what will I do? And I thought, boy, nothing that I need more than this enlarger, this machine that I can put a paper in or a book or the mail in this machine, and it enlarges it so I can see it and I can read it. And boy, that is a blessing. Now, there are some people on campus, I'm sure, could use the same kind of machine. And there's one in the library here in the new building. So if you need some time to seriously read a book or whatever it may be, don't hesitate to go to the library and use the machine they have. You'll be surprised how well it helps you to read.
Well, that certainly is a change that has influenced you in your lifetime. Now, do you have any funny things to tell us, any funny situations?
Well, as a minister, a lot of funny things happened over the years. Most of them I can't tell you about. but I have to tell you one. This is it's not off color, but it actually happened. when they were calling young men up for the draft, back, it was near the end of the Second World War. One church I served had a young man, one of the young men in it, had to go up to Erie to register for the draft. And the sergeant said, "I want every one of you to disrobe down to your underclothing, and I have a bottle here. I want you to give me a urine sample, and when you are done, you bring that sample in, set it on the table, and tell me your last name." Well, this young fella did as he was told, and he came in with his bottle, and he set it down on the table, and he said, "Cheers." And the sergeant says, "You don't have to get smart about it." And here his last name was Cheers.
Well, that is a funny one. Now, Victor, if you had to do it all over again, would you do anything differently?
Oh, my. No, I wouldn't. Oh, I suppose there are a couple things that I would like to see a little different. I was married to Stella Ansel for 54 years, and I sure miss that girl. Anybody that had the opportunity to be married to a Christian young girl, young woman, who was helpful in ministry like she was, can't help but have a longing in your heart for the one that you miss. Living by myself is a hard thing. If you stop to think about it, I'm the oldest of 11. I have never been alone in my whole life. I got married right as I got out of college, went to seminary with my new bride, and we served in ministry for 54 years. So, yes, if I could change things, any one thing, it would be that. I'd sure love to have her as my helpmate yet. But as it is, I know that life doesn't always come out the way we like to pattern it, and God knows better. As a result, I would not have come here to live if she'd been around. Also, I have made so many wonderful friends, and the attitude and atmosphere around this campus is so great that I just rejoice every day in having the opportunity to live here. And as a result, I guess I have to say I wouldn't even change her passing, because so much has happened as a blessing to me since that. I know God's hand is in it all. He takes what happens to us and he helps us to make the best of it in the long run.
Well, it sounds like you have some very wonderful memories, and those help us to get through the day and the night.
Yes.
Is there anything that we missed that you'd like to share with us?
Oh, you know, you opened an awful door there. I can talk all day. really, I just I'd just like to make a testimony. If you do not, as an individual, if you as a person, do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, I would urge you to sit down and think seriously about it, because God enriches your life manifold once you have accepted His Son as your Savior. Now, this is like a broadcast, but when you have the opportunity to speak out for the Lord and what it means to you, you've got to do it. You've got to make it some kind of a testimony. And I hope if you haven't accepted Christ as your Savior out there over the air, that you will do it soon. You're missing a great joy in life. You're missing great riches in your life. And God blesses you more than you ever could guess. And He not only blesses you, but He makes your life so much better in the long run than you can do on your own.
Well, I think that we have really come to know you, Victor, through this presentation. And we thank you for the look into your life. And we're happy that you're a part of the abundant life that we all experience here at the Pasevan community. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Well, it's been a real joy to me, for me. And each week we're going to interview another person. And next week we have on our schedule Laura Roy as our interviewee. And she is executive director of the Pasevan Retirement Community. A tremendous responsibility, but she's a lady of vast knowledge and skills and so many talents that I'm sure you're going to enjoy listening to Laura. You may already know her very well, but you're going to get to know a lot more about her next broadcast. So I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here and for this privilege of sharing with you a little bit about my life. God has really blessed me and enriched my life. And thank you for today.